You about ready? This is Marty Ford, live on BBSRadio.com, coming to you from beautiful downtown basement of Bozo's Bar and Grill in Tonsawa Station. This is your hour of power before you shower, so you can become empowered. And we do so many things out here on this show, You About Ready, with Marty Ford, your host, that I can't begin to tell you, so you have to listen. And speaking of listening, if you want to hear previous shows and download, I just learned a new word tonight, folks. I am coming into the modern Stone Age with Fred Flintstone. I learned download. You can go to www.bbsradio.com/youaboutready, one word, you about ready, and listen to as many or all of the program previous shows that we've done here on bbsradio.com. So I learned download, but I'm really more familiar with Upchuck. They're similar in different ways. I mean, I wanted to get a dog one time when we were kids, and when we did finally, I wanted to name him. I'm the youngest in the family, and I wanted to name him Chuck so we can teach him tricks. Roll over, give me your paw, do whatever, jump through the leash. But then my favorite trick I wanted to teach him was, come on, up, 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 Chuck, up, Chuck. And then he'd barf all over after he ate some grass, and I'd have to clean it up. But I thought I'd have some fun with downloading Up Chuck. We're coming to you here on BBSRadio.com. If you'd like to call in and discuss whatever's on your mind, because there's really a lot on my mind, although there's no rhyme or reason or order to it, it sort of just comes out like the weather. The number is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And if you're ambitious enough and want to take a risk, right, you put yourself out there, send me an email. You know, there is privacy somewhere out there, even though you click all the buttons and people can gather all your information, identity, credit card, all that stuff. Take a chance. Send me an email at hamp73@gmail.com. hamp73@gmail.com. So we want to talk about empowerment for a minute before we get going. Wait, we're going to do our ritual. We have to have a ritual. Even in an unstructured world, the denial of structure is in itself a structure. So we always start out with a critical thinking brain buster to get your juices flowing in the old cranium that sits on your shoulders that we don't use enough of, which is why we have, of which we do not use enough. Proper grammar, please. We are trying to be role models for the kids. There's not a lot of good stuff out there. Every day you hear another example of poor behavior, poor role modeling, and we'll get into that later. But the critical thinking item from last week, you had a name, you had a, so you know where I'm from on the East Coast, you had to name 10 body parts. Each one is three letters. That's all they are. Three letters each. There's 10 of them. And you had a whole week to do it. Maybe you have more time from now on. But here you'll know the answer. And the answer is, or the answers are, hip, jaw, lip, rib, eye, ear, leg, arm, toe, and gum, right? Hip, jaw, lip, rib, eye, ear, leg, arm, toe, and gum. The Big Ten, not in basketball or a conference or anything like that, but the Big Ten are three-letter words that are body parts that we all have. Hopefully, we still have all of them, although some might be missing one or two here or there, especially if you're a boxer and fought Tyson. You might be losing an ear somewhere. Lid is short for eyelid, and nip doesn't count because it's a clipped word, short for nipple, so we don't want to go there. So we stick with the Big Ten, and we'll go on to this week's critical thinking brain buster. Again, critical thinking. How many times have you been going through your life during your day, no matter how old you are, and someone says to you, hey man, why'd you do that? And you know what your response is? Wow, wasn't thinking. That's right, right? We all do stupid stuff. I'm as guilty as that as anybody. Just ask my wife. But it's incredible. And it just builds up and it builds up. But when we take the time, right, which is the greatest gift we can give ourselves and to someone else is the gift of time and your ears so you can listen to them going through their stuff, which we all have. You have to take the time. So if you, when you say, someone says to you, why'd you do that? Geez, I wasn't thinking. Yeah, you weren't thinking. Not that you're a bad, wicked, evil person, like so many we read about in the daily reports we get from all over the world, and especially here in America, where we live, land of the free, home of the brave, where we are all created equal, I think it says. But actually, it should be we are all created equally, if you want to be grammatically correct. And I'm sure there's some grammarians who will correct me, because how can you refute a sacred document like what I just quoted? So I wasn't thinking. So we try to get you thinking and thinking and thinking about what? You. Because you're the most important person in your life is you. The better you are, the better your world is, the better is the world of those in your life, and so forth and so on. So a person rides into town on Friday, stays 3 days, leaves on Friday. How do you explain that? Person rides into town, stays 3 days, leaves on Friday. We'll give you the answer next week. You have some time to think about it. Moving right along here. Well, we go into our second phase, second segment, the next part of the show, which is called Clichés. Now remember, if you've been listening over the past few months, whether live on Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on bbsradio.com, if you've been listening, you know that I consider clichés the modern-day curse words, because all they do is keep you from what? Thinking of something more appropriate and not a me-too response or a standard. No such thing as a standard form. I remember in the real estate business, oh, you just signed a standard lease. There is no standard lease. It's what you negotiate for yourself, because what works for you doesn't work for the other person. So don't accept standard in anything. We have standard time around the country. I don't know what we are on now, standard or the other one. Daylight savings time. I don't think we're on daylight saving, because it gets dark at 4 o'clock. I can't figure that stuff out anyway. But we have clichés which take the place of thinking. Like cursing takes the place of thinking, and it's also a thinking of a more appropriate word or phrase to say, and it also is used for shock value. Clichés are predictable. When you're listening to someone, you can almost predict that they're going to use whatever cliché it is to fill a gap until they get to the next part of what they want to say. So in the past, we've had state-of-the-art, cutting edge, push the envelope, all in. We won't talk about all in. I talk about it every week. And especially if you have problems going or getting all in, just go see your doctor and get the little blue pill, which I think is covered by insurance, whereas birth control for women is not. I'm not sure about that. Someone please enlighten me. When the dust settles, to be honest with you, or to be perfectly honest with you, because they want to give a message, a meta message about that, to be honest with you, wait, to be perfectly honest with you. I have to emphasize I want to be perfectly honest with you. Because anything less, I'm just honest with you. Of course, it should raise the flag that says, hey, what have you been telling me up to now, if everything from now on is honest? The reality is, work out the kinks, boots on the ground, flat out, infuse, gastro, pub. Here's my two favorite current ones, I think, coined by the political arena. I misspoke, right, which means I lied. And I was misled, which means I knew, but I didn't know exactly. Misled has been in the news pretty often the past week or two. Hand dipped, handcrafted, artisan fusion, level playing field. Amp it up, dial it up, ramp it up, step it up. And as I said last week, that all makes me want to throw up. Amazing. Everything is amazing. Look at the food, the shoes, the haircut. It's amazing what you can do, right? At the end of the day, right? We hear that all the time. Predictable. Transparency. Can see right through you. Let me tell you, if you can see right through somebody or something, no good. You can't get into the eyes of someone. You can't get to their soul. You don't want to see through them. If someone's looking through you, they're not with you. They're not paying attention. It's a high sign of disrespect. Move on to the next. Same page, hell-bent, I'm hell-bent. Never saw a hell-bent. I'm sure it's flexible down there, but I don't know. Nobody's ever come back. We're going to impact, not just teeth. Everything's going to impact something else. It'll impact. Utilize, bring to the table. Our thoughts and prayers go out, even though we don't know anything about what's going on. It's another cliche, predictable. Watch the news when there's a tragedy. God forbid, it's terrible. That's what they say, our thoughts and prayers. So tonight we want to add to the list a couple of ones, or several, that have been around for a while, but we just want to add them to the list. I'm busy 24/7, 365. Unless there are lottery numbers that you play every day, the pick three something, don't say that. I'm busy most of the time. I'm often occupied. I'm doing something, but 24/7, 365, that's me. I want to touch base. In today's world, you got to be careful where you're touching base. Back in the old days, when I used to have hair, and could walk without cringing with my legs and back and arms and hips and everything else today, ankles and feet. Not much works fairly well. I think the belly button's okay, but it's just a trap for Lynn, like the dryer. And it gets wet when you come out of the shower, so it's really hard to get out. Touch base. Don't be touching anything, especially all you pervs out there and wackos. Stay away from the kids. Leave them the hell alone. No matter where you're in, if you're a legitimate person representing an organization, or if it's just some slob in the community, stay the hell away from the kids. And we better start getting some consequences for people like that, who make it difficult, impossible, and frightening for parents to send their kids to the park to play, which is what kids need to do. They have to play. They don't need to be sitting medicated, clicking away on the black brainwashing box called the TV or screen or whatever it is. They don't need another class in school that is useless. They need to get out and play. So let's get rid of the people who are in the way. And we can get rid of them by taking them off the streets, right? Not taking it to the streets, like Michael McDonald said in the Dubes, but getting them off the streets to make it safe for our kids so we can stay home or not worry about them, that they're cared for, they're safe, secure, and they're playing. They're having fun, their kids, they're playing. And by the way, being a kid is what you should do. You should always have a tiny molecule of your soul and spirit that you retain that allows you to be a kid without anyone violating it, polluting it, ridiculing it, et cetera, et cetera. You be a kid. You want to paint your face? Put on a costume? Ride a bike? Splash in a puddle? Climb a tree? Jump off a Tarzan swing, if anybody knows what that is. They still have them. Climb on the bars at the park. Do something as a kid, because that's what you remember. Geez, I remember I did that as a kid. Why'd you stop? Kick a ball, throw a ball, play with the ball, have a ball, go to a ball, Cinderella. But do something to keep yourself youthful. Be around and do things that make you happy and feel good about yourself. And most of it goes back to your youth. From that movie, right? Everything has a reference to movies. Hey, I remember that guy in that movie. I know that girl from that commercial. Hey, do you see that guy in that movie? Everything is a reference. But when you go back to your youth, like all the head jockeys do out there when you go to see one, well, what? Tell me, how was it like the guy from who invented Beanie Babies, right? We're getting off topic, which is cool because, we do have some structure here. The unstructured life is not worth living, but or existing. That's when you do. You exist. But the guy who invented Beanie Babies, who made billions, just got caught with the tax. He didn't pay $25 million in taxes. And I have his explanation somewhere here in all this stuff. He blamed it. Remember, when you come up with excuses, you are blaming and defining a failure. His failure, his shortcoming was that he had a poor childhood. I don't know if it means that he didn't have any money or he just didn't. Nobody liked him. Maybe he was like the outcast, the ostracized, the kid that no one got along. The kid that ends up shooting up a school or something. It just happened the other day, I think, in New Mexico again and again. And we'll find out this same stuff. Tired of hearing that. Successful people, guy makes $1 billion. Pay your taxes. And don't let sit there and have your mouthpiece representative that you're paying a lot of money say, well, he had a poor childhood. He didn't have a lot of fun. No one invited him to a party. He didn't have a birthday cake. Tired of that crap. Wake up, world. We're getting bombarded with that stuff. It's almost becoming what? Cliche. We get to expect it. He was a good guy, but, he flipped out because no one liked him. No one talked to him. He didn't have any friends. He didn't go, and boom, that's what happened. So, touch base. Careful how you use that. We're going to raise the bar. Well, we're going to raise hell, little children, because there ain't no heaven, no way. If you're going to do that in the bar, that's fine. Just be careful and get a designated driver. And when you get home, make sure tomorrow you get to work on time and get there safely. Don't jeopardize anybody because you raised the bar last night. Raising the bar. We're going to have seamless transition. Doesn't every administration somewhere, whether it's politics or corporations or sports, a new guy comes in, we're going to have a seamless transition. Well, I don't know what that means because the new people come in, always are pointing fingers and blaming the people they're replacing for doing a lousy job. And if it's seamless, that means the same stuff's going to happen. So we're going to have a seamless, I don't think so. We're going to bust it up. right? We're going to turn it into a million little pieces and try to go on Oprah and fool her with our book, like that guy did. Fry. He should fry. Maybe he's a French fry. I don't know. But seamless transition doesn't happen. It's almost oxymoronic, like all the stuff that I do. But it's become cliche. It's in speeches all over the place. You'll hear it every time there's a new administration coming in, usually political. Oh, seamless transition. On board. Yeah, I'm going to be on board. I'm on board. Thanks for coming on board. We got you on board. We just hired you. On board. On board. Right? Most people would like to be on Broad. Not Broad Street in Philly, right? But you're on board. Did you hear the latest one? When a guy, there's a big scandal going on in New Jersey, among other places in the country. And I don't know if it's a scandal, but there's concern because the media is throwing it all in our face all day about the bridge where they had lanes that were closed and tragedies occur and inconvenience and sadness all over. And there were emails going back. And the biggest email out there was a two-word response that, got it, because I'm on board with you. I'm going to show you that I'm on board because I got your message. That's all I have to say is got it. Right? Guys never wanted to say that when they were overseas. They didn't want to hear the word got it because that meant you got the clap or worse. So we got to be careful how we use on board. He's on board with us. He's one of us now. So on board, one last thing. If you ever fly in an airplane, you do not want to get on board. You want to get in. Because if you're on board, you're not going to last too long. You won't make it to the taxiway for takeoff. You'll fall off or something. And then in the plane. In the plane. Tidbit of useless. Those are the cliches for this week. Adding to the list, it keeps growing and growing and growing and reproducing. Of course, we keep using the same stuff over and over again, and we're creating new cliches. We can't create new language, right? Computers have done that pretty good the past few years. But so we just overuse and oversimplify and almost abuse our language and takes away from our critical thinking, which opens up opportunities for us, biggest one of which makes us empowered. Empowered to do what? Accomplish more than you ever thought possible. Right? People who are doing that are not cliche people. They're not Me Too people. They're self-directed. They might have a coach. I do that kind of work, by the way, if you're interested. Right? Empowering people, individuals, and small businesses, right? The big businesses don't want me because they don't want to hear what I have to say. They're going to be going through their seamless transitions. But people who want to make changes in their life, especially a lot of people in recovery, that's the kind of work I do some of the time. Not all the time, because I like to multitask. Now, I'm not multitasking because the things I do well. Because multitasking is one of our cliches that says you do a lot of things, none of them well. Now, I'm a little bit egocentric. I'm proud of what I've done in the 63 years I'm here, of successes and non-successes, not failures. They're non-successes. And they're delayed success, right? Like delayed gratification or instant gratification for all the psychos out there who need the medication to get through the world. Got to have it now. I think it started with the Power Rangers, who I love. And I'm looking at the Power Rangers picture right now. All the colors up there. Right? But when they were needed, we need it now. We need you now. They would call on their mighty powers. We need you now. Well, hold off a little bit. Wait a minute. You know, the world's not going to end. But on Power Ranger show, maybe it would have ended if they didn't respond that quickly. So we have a tidbit of useless information coming at you right here. Did you know the youngest Pope was 11 years old? Now, that's pretty cool. I just found that. I didn't research it. I just found it on a list of cool things. So the youngest Pope was 11 years old, which is quite impressive. By the way, 11, double numbers. I was told by a neighbor who I've done some work for many years ago, who's a numerologist, and they're in their own world, which is fine, because like the artist, I like to visit the place where they live. But she told me that double numbers are good. 11, 22, 33, 44, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe we could use an 11-year-old Pope and other leaders of the world in positions like that. Get rid of the old guys. Because I don't know what they're doing, especially the Popes. How an all-loving leader of a giant community allows and knowingly, not permits, but knows that mass destruction, mass loss of life is going on around the world. And they're not stepping in to do anything about it. I can't figure that out. Where are all our either religious or spiritual leaders, all the good people supposedly out there, if they are so good, I'm not questioning it, but I'm just challenging their influence. How do we let the destruction of millions of, how do we let gulags get set up and people, how do we let leaders kill their relatives in horrific ways in countries that are backwards? Not backwards so much in the fact, it's just, they're forward in their control. Power, dominance, control, and money, and sex, and all that other kind of stuff. That's what they thrive on, right? That's what drives them and motivates them. And I know people are drawn to that, but how do we allow, as a all-loving society, forget religion, but the leader should be out there, like, saying something, doing something, and getting rid of the people in charge. Like the bullies, they're just bigger bullies with more influence and more power and more people living in fear of them and what they do, have their people do to people, if you work for those kind of bullies, right? It's terrible. Where the heck are they? So maybe we need 11-year-old leaders. I think there was a movie about that years ago. See, I'm making reference. I am a cliche. Do you remember there was a movie about that? Somebody in China, a young kid took over. I couldn't sit through it. I'm not that cerebral, right? It would have to be explained to me by my wife every time we go to a movie. I have to question. I don't like being rude in the audience because people pay a lot of money. It's like 12, 14, 15 bucks just to get in for one. And if you want popcorn or something, which is really awful stuff, you know, it's another $7, $8 and a $3 or $4 soda. And you spend 50 bucks and you saw a movie that's going to be on Netflix in 2 weeks. And you can get the soda for 2 liters for a buck at the store next week or almost any week. So can't these guys in position or people in positions of leadership and responsibility do something about the crisis that is out there in the mass destruction, annihilation, extermination of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of their fellow countrymen, right? So that's a tidbit of useless information. It's useless information unless we do something with it. But it was cool that there was an 11-year-old Pope, I think. Going back to the Beanie Baby guy, who was sorry for what... No, he didn't say he was sorry. He said, I had a bad childhood. The basketball player, and speaking of North Korea, where that stuff happened, Rodman, this guy, Dennis Rodman, who I absolutely loved as a basketball player, right? If you have a son or a kid who wants to play... Or any boy or girl, sorry. If you have a kid who wants to play basketball and has some physical skill, limited, has a little height, but not the best player, tell him to watch video of Rodman. The guy was a skinny, tall, string-bean pencil out there, led the league in rebounding, and all his opponents, the other, what they used to have called a center position, he had two guards, two forwards, and a center. Now it's a one, a two, a three, a four, and a five. I don't know what it is. Numbers game. I guess the words were too big. We had to reduce it to numbers the way fast food places say, give me the number four meal, because I can't read, and it looks good. So, this guy, Rodman, was a tremendous player, led the league in rebounding, and all his opponents hated when he played him because he played him so tough. And I watched him play many times because I love basketball. We couldn't play tonight. We got locked out, shut down. Why? There was a concert tomorrow, or there is a concert tomorrow, and they set up the floor with the chairs tonight, not even considering that we pay for this time, and we're not going to be able to make it up anywhere. They won't give it back. And so we all went. You should have seen 15 guys sitting around with their cell phones, calling here, calling there, trying to find another place. And we ended up leaving the gym, coming home. And I waited, did some work to come on with you on bbsradio.com. The other guys, I'm sure, are watching the end of the Indiana game or the Knicks game or the Pacers game, which is on NBA TV. I won't see the end. I saw the first half. I'm here with you, giving it away, because I can't keep it all myself. I want to give it away to you, so you can become empowered and make choices and decisions using critical thinking and being happy with yourself and accomplishing more than you ever thought possible. So anyway, Rodman goes over there in North Korea, and he brings some guys, and they're getting honorariums, but now the company who gave him the honorarium, which is money, said they didn't do it, and he was ranting and raving and carrying on. He comes in, I was drunk. Another excuse to define or explain poor behavior and poor role model. Oh, I was drunk. Go home, my man. Get sober. Get clean. Listen, read my book, Power Up Your Power. Listen to me on bbsradio.com. Become empowered, and you don't have to be drunk. You're better when you're not. People are afraid to live non-sober because they don't think they can function. That's why the drink when young people, when they go to a club, they get a drink, they have a few in them, it loosens their spirits, almost gives them the license to be an idiot and misbehave and think other people think you're cool. You're not. You're an idiot, right? Be yourself. It's hard to do. Why? Because we don't know ourselves. Try it with some people you know. Try it with yourself. Sit down and speak, not write, speak, and tell us about yourself. Tell somebody about you. Hi, my name is Fred. I'm from Topeka, Kansas. I'm 26 years old, and I work at a computer store. And after that, you got nothing to say. Nothing or nothing, either one, right? You have nothing to, because we don't know who we are. We don't know our, we can't verbalize our likes, our dislikes, our interests, our skills, our abilities, our talents, and so forth. We know what we're not. We're good at that. We know what we'd like to be. Yeah, I'd like to be Dennis Rodman or play NBA basketball, but I know it's not going to happen. So I have to find other ways. But we can't speak for more than maybe 30 seconds about ourselves because we've never taken the time to find out who we are. Here you can do that. Here on bbsradio.com every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on Marty Ford Show, You About Ready. Because are you about ready to find out who you are? What makes you click, tick, and work? I don't know. Be open. Challenge yourself. Take a risk. For those who have taken a road of empowerment, what'd you do for yourself this week and for anybody else? Did you accomplish a goal that you set last week? Did you set a goal for next week or tomorrow? Did you enhance, enrich, energize, enlighten your world, your life, your spirits? Did you make a commitment to something, to yourself, to do this, to take the first step? Forget the resolutions. They're gone. It's the middle of January. Nobody cares about them. Did you laugh? There's not enough laughter out there. We don't laugh at ourselves. When's the last time you had that kind of laugh where your stomach muscles hurt, you were laughing so hard, you opened your mouth, nothing came out, no sound because you were gagging, and tears were coming out your eyes. And 10 minutes later, you couldn't even remember what triggered the laughter. You know, you're hanging with some friends, you're doing something, family or whatever, and all of a sudden somebody says something, somebody responds to it, and the laughter goes, and people are rolling on the floor, falling off the chair, doubled over, almost in pain with laughter. And your brain is putting out all these great feelings for you, and you say, I'm exhausted. It was like biologically enlightening, as if I took a four-hour, the little blue pill, and was around for 4 hours. I rose to the occasion. But you didn't have to do that. Because your brain does that for you. There's all kinds of stuff in there. Call Dr. Oz. He's the expert. Or I guess we're told he's the expert. He's the one you see on TV all the time. So he must have good ratings. But ask somebody what's secreted, what's made in your brain to make you feel that good. Work out. Energize yourself. Go for a walk. Get on a treadmill. Take, if you have a treadmill at home, take your towels and clothes off and actually use it. And use it hard. 30 minutes a day, 45 minutes a day, once or twice a day. Right? Your clothes will get looser. They'll be falling down. You have to put them on a cabinet or in a shelf. Buy new clothes. You'd like to do that. And you'll feel good about yourself. You'll be tired. You'll ache. Need a good hot shower or a cold one. And you'll feel good. But you'll be hurting until you start getting better in shape. Right? You might have shin splints if you're walking. 30 minutes a day, folks. Oh, by the way, a miracle happened tonight. I came home at 5, 6 o'clock. I just flipped on the TV for a minute to catch up on the weather because I'm interested in the next couple of days for reasons I need not explain. And there it was in front of me. Doctors, weight loss experts, nutritionists, healthcare professionals on a panel or something. And you know what they came up with? A miracle cure. Diet and exercise, you'll lose weight. Make the equation in math. Reduce the intake of food. Increase the expenditure of energy, you'll lose weight. Forget the molecules and the calories and all the other things that you're looking at. Throw away the scale. I'm telling you, your clothes will tell you that you're doing a good job. You'll like the way you see, what you look at, who you look at. You'll be able to look at your body and your eyes because most of us just cover it up because we don't like what we see. You'll feel good about yourself. So the experts, I think five or six of them, they came out and said, if you exercise and eat right, properly, you know, fruits and vegetables and throw away all the dangerous white powdery substances like sugar and salt. Get rid of the fat. Get rid of all the things that just are filler and waste like cliches. Get rid of that stuff in your life. Cleanse your body. Cleanse your soul. Cleanse your spirit. You'll start to feel good about yourself. You know, nothing tastes better than the sweet taste of success. And you can start. One great thing to do is called the step test. You get like a folding chair, put it up against the wall, get somebody to spot you, maybe one or two people on the side. 5 minutes, you'll be picking yourself off the floor. You'll be exhausted. You stand in front of the chair, up against the chair's up against the wall. You step up with the left foot. You step up with the right foot. You step down with the left foot. You step down with the right foot. 5 minutes. Think you can do it. Think it's easy. Not that easy. 5 minutes, I'm telling you, you'll go through 3 sweatshirts. So there you have it. You want to lift your... Oh, never mind. We want to do that. So you want to take a risk to become empowered. You got to put yourself out there, calculated risk, and just go on. All right, so we want to move on to things that are more significant. This is really something. You know, everybody likes money, and if you want dollars, you got to get the pennies. 62% of people will pick up a penny if they see it on the ground. But listen to this. This is a little shocker right here. 14% of people will pick up a nickel. 5% of people will pick up a dime. 10% will pick up a quarter. 7% will pick up anything else, hopefully not a disease. And 2% won't pick up anything, right? But 62% go for the penny. And only 10% go for the corner. Do these folks have to go back to math class? Do we need a kid in charge to teach you about numbers? Bend down and pick up the damn thing. Put it in the one of those water jugs that people have from 20 or 30 years ago. And it'll be half full or close to full at the end of the year. Not the end of the day. The end of the deer. End of the year. You go out. You go to the bank. Put in one of those machines. If you can lift it, right? You might need a forklift or a bunch of young kids. Strong. And get some money, and you'll have money. Be like the old Christmas club in banks. $1 a week. You have 50 bucks, 52 at the end of the year to go buy presents. More stuff that we don't need for people in your life who think they are deserving, or you think they're deserving, and you really need that extra something that you don't really need. I'm writing a book about things I don't know. It's endless. Like the things I talk about on Tuesday nights on BBS Radio, 9 o'clock Eastern. I mentioned B-Ball was canceled tonight. It was disappointing. Very disappointing. Because, you know, all day you're working. You don't eat after 2 or 3 o'clock. Most of the guys don't because you don't want to have stuff to give you indigestion or whatever there. And so you just come home. You get ready. You go to the gym. You get there a few minutes early. Shoot around. Warm up. Stretch. And there's no place to go. Doors are not locked, but the building's not ready. It's disappointing, and we have to wait till Thursday night to play. So that's another 2 days of going through. Wow. So as you do it, and that's part of my a group that I go to, and I just love the competition, the camaraderie, the energy, the spirit. Find something for you. We're going to go over a few more things on the boredom side in a minute. Disappointment. Best defined is when you're talking with someone at a social function, and you're walking down the around the room, and there's a table you see with the sweet treats on there, and you're easing on down the road, and you reach down, you grab a cookie, and what you think is a chocolate chip cookie that you're biting into turns out to be an oatmeal raisin. That's disappointment. At least for me it is, right? Oh, boy. Ethics. Ethics, ethics, ethics. Nobody ever went wrong doing the right thing. Batman said it one time, one of the movies, either you die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain. Why are so many nice, neighborly, friendly family folks who, when given the chance to steal money, they do? Two current things happened, that awful, awful tragedy up in Newtown at that school. Somebody's stealing the money. Now, how do you do that? How do you sleep at night? And the other one was in New Jersey, where that storm wrecked the whole coastline and many other places around the Northeast. Money's missing from that charity, right? Given the opportunity, what would you do? Hopefully you do the right thing. You have some fiduciary right. When you're given, when you're taking fiduciary responsibility, don't be a douche and be irresponsible. Be responsible. Take care of the money, because that money goes to people, and someday you might need that money, right? Because there's a need for greed, and greed is good, as according to that. Another reference to a movie, another cliche. Greed is not good. Greed is a character flaw. It's good to be greedy, but be greedy with yourself first. And chances are, if you're greedy with yourself first and you become the person you really want to be and are empowered and think critically, the temptation won't be there. I can walk past those chocolate chip cookies now. Doesn't bother me. My drug of choice, chocolate chip cookies. Doesn't bother me. And I feel better when I don't indulge. And I go to bed and I wake up saying, wow, I did something good for myself. Right? Little things like that. And steer clear when there are accounting irregularities, especially in business. Accounting irregularities. Time to sell that stock. Think about it. When you have to choose between the lesser of two evils, remember, they're both evil. Right? So, careful about that. All right. So, we talked about boredom. Things to do to fight boredom, the enemy of us all. When you're bored, you're going down. Especially for people in recovery. Especially the early years of recovery. You can stay clean 5 years, you're going to have you got a great chance of being clean the rest of your life. Because then you've been in it so long, you start to help other people. And that's how we learn best, from helping other people. Recovery or not recovery, doesn't matter. But when the phone rings and you're bored and you're struggling and you have to overcome obstacles and you can't risk you can't fight off temptation, and the risks you've taken up to now in your life without critical thinking have all been doom and gloom and miserable for you, you're going to get bored. The phone's going to ring and you're going to say, somebody's going to say, hey, what you doing? Oh, I'm just chilling. Well, when you're chilling, you're going down. And we talked about a lot of things you can do that people do to fight boredom. We talked about art. And remember, to thank the artist for allowing you to visit a place where they live. We went to an art museum on Sunday. None of the artists was there. I mean, they don't hang around there, but some of the people who work there, I was thankful. I said, man, thanks for having this place. I need this. I can't do art. I need to go see it and appreciate it. And the best news about this art was my wife and I were looking at exhibits and stuff that we saw on our honeymoon. And even I remembered one or two of the names of the kind of pottery work it was and who it represented. We talked about music. Remember, in music, I can't even play the radio, but at least I can be there and appreciate it, right? That's the greatest feeling you can have. Last week, we introduced singing, right? You can go out and join some form of singing group. And dance. Dancing is great. I dance before the show goes on every week. I got my big three. I'm adding one to make it foreplay. I got my Joe Cocker, Unchain My Heart. I got my Journey with Separate Ways. I got my Steve Winwood with all his soul and movement. Because as you know, I got more soul than I can control. And that brings it out of me. And I'm down here in the beautiful basement, downtown basement of Bozo's Bar and Grill and Tonsawa Station. So there's nobody to see me, ridicule me, laugh at me. And I'm not embarrassing anyone except myself, which is cool. I don't even have a mirror here. I can't even see my reflection. But I feel good about it. I'm going to add one tonight. I added one tonight. It's Michael McDonald and James Ingram. Yamo be there. You want your spirits lifted? Listen to that song. So many of the great singers with those powerful, rich voices came out of their religious communities when they were kids. Remember, for them, that was their fun. That's great. They found their niche. They found their market. They found their passion. And they built on it. And they grew with it. And it became their life. And by them doing that, it gives life to people like me, maybe you out there, who don't have that skill and ability and talent, but we can appreciate it. We can see it in artwork. We can dance and move our bodies and get those juices flowing and the brain secreting and like exercise and so forth. It's a great thing. So the kind of dancing you can do is swing, salsa, bunny hop, twist, the hora, tarantella, tango, the samba, swing dance, disco, cha-cha, calypso, mambo, ballroom, clog, ballet, jazz, tap, hip-hop, belly dance, right? That's cool. Cotton Eye Joe. Do the Cotton Eye Joe. The Cotton Eye Joe was so cool. We took our kids to many social functions when they were in the lower grades of school. And as soon as that song came on, those kids went right in step, like a line dance. And I don't even know where they picked it up, probably by going to so many social functions. But it was really fun to watch. I tried it, tripped, embarrassed myself in front of the kids. One time, that's all I did. I moved away. So you can do the Cotton Eye Joe, the Bossa Nova, the Boogie Woogie, the Lambada, the Macarena. Another one that the kids used, I remember when they were in camp. It was big 15 years ago, and it just took off. Country Western for the good old boys and the sweet little old boogers doing them line dances out there in Toe Tappy, doing that two-step. I love that stuff. Folk, jive, foxtrot, rumba, salsa, waltz, quick step, ribbon, cheer dance, lyrical, merengue, jitterbug, lindy hop, the contra, the Cajun, zydeco, Irish step, Greek, Hungarian, Asian, Mexican, Italian, Native American, Latin, Scandinavian, Israeli, African, Balkan, Polish, Viennese, Scottish, Bolero, Shag, Moonwalk, etc., etc. I don't know how to do any of those things. I remember the Frug, the Watusi, the mashed potato. Going back a little further, it was the jitterbug, watching American Bandstand. I'm sure I left out dozens, if not hundreds, of other dance styles and types, and it's only due to ignorance because I'm limited to what I know. Remember, I'm writing a book about things I don't know. It's endless. However, you don't have to be as limited as I am. You have the ability and power to energize and empower yourself to seek out a dance or anything else that fits your taste, desire, and needs. I am merely the catalyst. I'm the inspiration. I'm the motivation. I'm the BS behind everything. I might be the boost that gets you going. Excuse me. The boost that you might need, because I know you're sitting there in front of the, well, hopefully you're in front of the black computer box, brainwashing box now, listening to the show. But I know much of your time is spent spectating, not doing. Spectating and not doing. You have to do something. And we're introducing many things to help you fight boredom, the enemy of us all. The only one in the way of your success is you. You stand in the way. You become empowered. You think critically. You fight boredom. You win. You're successful. Excuse me. Getting a little dry in here. Places to find these things? Ask people. Talk to people. The social media is out there all over. Put a message on your Facebook page or something. You'll get responses all over, around the world. I know a guy. He's looking to relocating, and he has to connect socially because he's going to a new town, stranger, and he has a couple of interests, and he's pursuing them and finding. I told you, one of the guys from Sunday Soccer moved to California. And he was worried, and he got out there 2 weeks later. He found three pickup soccer games, two of which were very as competitive as we are and as fun as we are, because we're not crazy players, because we all have families and kids. We don't want to get hurt. So we play hard, but we play fair. And he found a couple games out there, and he was in town last week, and I saw him, and he was just a happy guy. One guy's moving to the Chicago area, and he's looking. First, he's going to take care of his kids and get them set up. Then through that connection, he'll meet other parents, and the word will get out, and he'll find a game too. Very easy to do. Networking, cliche from the 70s and 80s, I guess. But put the word out. Spread the word about this show, Marty Ford, You About Ready on bbsradio.com, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Spread the word to your communities and see how fast it grows, and it'll benefit everybody. Now, to become empowered, never do today what you can put off on tomorrow. Wrong. Change your song. You are strong. You don't have to fit in. You already belong. You have waited too long. Make things right from that which is wrong. Reward yourself. Have a chocolate cream filled ding dong. Taste the sweetness of success. Never again will you second guess. You know, and now they know, you are always at your best. Procrastinate? Forget it. Why wait? Follow your heart. Open your mind and do for yourself. That's this week's little tidbit of useless information, poetry-wise. We talked about empowerment. All this stuff is useful, unless what? Or useless, unless you do what? Unless you use it. You don't have to use it all. But I guarantee, when you break it down, there's stuff that you're hearing right now that you're listening to, you're learning from, and hopefully you get a few chuckles from the silliness that gets embedded throughout the show. We talked about empowerment, and we first thing we have to do is ask yourself, what is it you want to do? You create the definition. It's hard to do. It's like spirituality. You know, religion has its already defined limited boundaries. Spiritual world, which is your world, a world you want to develop and create for yourself, you have to define it, right? If you have kids, you define them the day they were born. 5 minutes after they came out, or less, they had a name. That's power. That's definition, right? Misspeaking is the power of definition, softening a word from lying to misspeaking. Pre-owned cars instead of used cars. Vintage clothing instead of rags. Anyway, you want to improve your self-esteem, you want to lose weight, you want to raise your grades in school, organize your life, work more efficiently, have more money, become a better athlete, obtain, retain, and maintain control of your life, develop strong personal relationships, and business as well, if you're that way. Build for your future, enjoy life, and have fun, be a kid, slide down the water slides at the park. I love them. I just saw when they're building the 160 miles an hour, it's going to take you down, I think, in 30 seconds. I forget where it is. But, you know, if I ever get the strength and the guts and the cayumes to do it, maybe I'll get there. But I do like the water parks, and I think my family does too. I hope they did when they were kids and we went. Achieve, succeed, and accomplish. Do more than you ever thought possible. That's what success. Man, I didn't think I could do that. Well, you did, because you thought about it critically. And you want to feel good about yourself. And you want people in your world that make you feel good about yourself. Not make you, but allow you to feel good about yourself and permit it and encourage you and support you and nurture you. All right, so you want to be a friend to yourself before you are a friend with others, because everything starts with you, right? The self. When the self is strong, ordered, and in control, you're ready. You are about ready. When you know yourself, you can know others, and others can know you. Remember, it's not who you know, especially for kids in high school and college. You have to make this connection with life. It's not who you know, it's who knows you. That's where opportunities come from. The more marketable you are, the more people you know, networking, cliche from the past, the better off. Better chances are that you'll have opportunities come your way. Trust yourself before you trust others. Be honest with yourself before you are honest with others. Be truthful with yourself before you are truthful with others. Like yourself before you like others. Love yourself before you love others. Respect yourself before you respect others. Think of yourself before you think of others. Yes, it's okay to be selfish, right? Like, you got to put your mask on first in the airplane and then take care of your kids. I had a tough time with that, but I learned. Give it to yourself before you give it to others. Understand yourself before you understand others. And care for yourself before you care for others. You want to define your roles. Are you a mother, father, son, daughter, niece, nephew, grandson, granddaughter, cousin, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, neighbor, student, tradesperson, businessperson, entrepreneur? I'm an entrepreneur. It's getting deep in here. I need boots. My eyes are getting brown. Entrepreneur, provider, organizer, writer, counselor, coach, teacher, nurse, listener, chef, friend, acquaintance, entertainer, babysitter, musician, in-law, athlete, actor, shopper, planner, caregiver, maid, cheerleader, lover, and partner. And many more roles or hats that you wear. Who are you? And you can have many at one time. Not multitasking, but you can change during the day. We've talked about having your center. That's the place from where you start, leave, and return. Like a bicycle wheel, has a center, the hub, all the spokes are places that you go out in your world every day. Your work world, your friendship world, your hobby world, your interest world, your sports world, your social world, and then you come back to your center. You need to take care of your health. That's first, right? What's his name? Hyman Roth in The Godfather. Health, health is the number one thing. Right? And that's why he always made money for his partners, because he stayed healthy long enough to do that. If you stay in shape or are in shape physically, emotionally, biologically, and spiritually, you have a head start. If not, get in shape. We talked about that. And it's very simple. Reduce your intake, increase your expenditure of energy. There's the equation. When your head, heart, and belly function as one unit, you have the ingredients to achieve anything you desire and accomplish more than you ever thought possible. When the big three we talked about are fragmented, you lose focus, and success is more difficult to achieve. Might be delayed success, not a failure. Your family is your source of strength. Use them. It's a foundation from where you build your future and support, build for your future, and is your support system when you can always rely and depend upon for guidance, inspiration, and direction. They can be biological, spiritual, situation, or any of a thousand possibilities, but they're still family. And stay away from people who say, well, it's just like family, because I'm going to tell you a secret. There's nothing just like family. It doesn't have to be blood family, but there's nothing like family. A group, an organization, so forth, those are social survival organizations or groups or whatever. They're not family. They're there to help you and support you and nurture you, but they're not your family. Your friends. If you have 3 to 5 friends in your life, you are fortunate. That's over the course of your life. You ain't going to have them all at the same time. By definition, a friend is the person who one called at 3 a.m. and is told that your car broke down, you had an argument with your significant other, you have no money, you're lost and had to walk 2 miles in the cold to a telephone. The voice on the other end says, don't worry, I'm on my way. All the other people in your life are acquaintances. Now, you don't have to walk a couple miles to a telephone. The book is a little old, isn't it? If you have awareness and are thinking critically. Because you have a cell phone and maybe there's only half a bar left or one bar. It's flashing. And who are you going to call? The person that says, get in the car, lock the doors, where are you? I'll get there. Somehow I'll get there. Right? The other person is your acquaintance. Oh, I just got in, man, from a party. Oh, I got to get up early and go to work. No, I'm too tired. Find somebody else. No. The friend says, I'll be there. Yamo be there. Michael McDonald, James Ingram. So if you have 3 to 5 of those kind of people in your life over the course of your lifetime, you're very fortunate. Work. You have to work, even if you don't need the money. Work gives you a reason to get up in the morning and a place to go. The unstructured life is not worth living. The unstructured show is still worth doing, because we do rant and rave here and ramble. Work provides a vehicle with which you can produce, socialize, and achieve. Retirement is a dirty, ugly, four-letter word. It's almost cliche. Keep your mind active. It needs to be challenged, tested, and pushed. It will tell you when it's time to rest. With an active mind comes an active heart and an active belly. And the big three, working in harmony, can achieve everything. They have to work together. Fun. Get silly. Remember the things you did when you were a kid. Once again, as a kid. Playgrounds, beaches, parades, costumes, ice cream, splashing, face painting, biking, or any other appropriate thing to do that is silly, dirty, gooey, and fun. When I grow up, I want to be a kid. Who has more fun? Give yourself permission to laugh and get a little goofy. It's okay to be a little crazy. Keeps you from going insane. Besides, it's just a state of mind. You must have some kind of fun that is yours, not yours alone, that you can share with other people and not feel embarrassed or harnessed or boundaries put up. Let yourself free. Do that. It's fine. It's great. Laughter is great medicine. And fun is good as good medicine as anything else. Go whitewater rafting. Ride a horse. Swim in a lake. Do something. Read a book at the library. Doesn't matter. Have some hobbies. And we talked about those things to fight boredom. Music, art, dance, sports we'll get into. You can collect stamps. You can have a coin collection. We do. People have trains. They paint. They do music. Quilt clubs. Cooking. Reading. Gardening. Cars. Any other hobby. Trains. An appropriate hobby that gives you pleasure, enjoyment, and fun. Sports. Being a spectator is fun. It can even be a hobby. However, there's nothing like participating. Spectating can lead to participation. Hey, I like that. That looks pretty good. How many of you, when you were kids, saw something, said, I want to do that? Didn't have to be a sport. Could be anything. I want to do that, right? But we're talking about sports. There's archery and bowling and baseball, basketball, golf, hockey, swimming, chess, cards. Speaking of chess, and a lot of these are lifetime carryover sports that you learn as a kid and can carry on in well into your upper years, into wherever, senior citizen or old age or whatever. I think there's a softball league in Florida. You have to be 80 to join it. Chess should be taught in the elementary and middle school grades. Chess is a valuable tool. Why? Critical thinking, strategy, planning, maneuvering, making moves, changing your plan in the middle because your opponent blocked you or took your piece, right? Doing more with less, right? You lose your queen. Hey, how important is the women in your? Are the women in your life? In chess, you lose your queen, you're out of luck. It's very hard to win. I mean, you have to keep all your other pieces and hope to get the other person's queen. So you need the woman in your life to provide whatever, all the things that they provide for you to make your life better and to make you feel good about yourself. And you know what? It's reciprocal, so you have to make them feel feel good about themselves. On a downside, I know Super Bowl Sunday is coming up. I was told maybe 15 or 20 years ago by a woman who worked in a woman's shelter for families and kids. Super Bowl Sunday is a terrible day. I hate to end on a downer, but it's coming up soon. So if you're in jeopardy, if you put yourself at risk, not taking a risk, at risk, get yourself out of that. Abuse goes up. People get drunk. They bet money that is geared, earmarked for their kids, and they lose it, and they have arguments. Oh, geez. So you want to try sports to keep you whole, to keep you active, to keep you participating, to keep your body working. When your body's working, your mind is working. All right, so we did a lot tonight. We went over a lot of things. We'll start class next week, again at 9 o'clock on bbsradio.com. Just want to finish with a poem about our veterans. Go to www.connectwithveterans.com. www.connectwithveterans.com. It's a registry for veterans to sign up from all wars, all military service, peacetime, wartime, etc., police action time, so they can find each other and support each other and help each other. It's my website. The registration fees, it's $25 to register. The money goes to help pay for the website, and all the other money we're going to distribute to deserving vets and their families because they're hurting out there. Post-traumatic stress disorder, living in fear, living in terrible conditions, needing a boost. We want to help our veterans because they make it possible for us to do what we do, right? And I am a vet, and we are giving thanks to the veterans. We're one of the many who proudly serve, not like the others who haven't the nerve. Protected by status and family ties, they go on living while the rest of us die. We go on the mission regardless of conditions, with heads held high while laying low, prepared to accept when our number is up and is our time to go. So many live lives with all the trimmings and gravy. We're the Army, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and Navy. Getting fat and fatter, buying bigger blue jeans? We're the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marine, Air Force, and Marines. With respect for the flag, country, and family, of course, we're the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, and Air Force. Our goal is freedom. Seems easy, yet it's hard. We're the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and Coast Guard. We rest at peace, covered with our flag, calm, nice, and warmy. We're the Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, Air Force, and Army. The ones who know best, like no others, and the ones wearing white are Gold Star mothers. This is Marty Ford, live on bbsradio.com. Join us next week, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'll leave you with these wonderful, empowering words. Power up your power, because the power is in you.